take my eyes off her. 'Cause she don't know she's beautiful.
Listening to WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Right now, there are more than 1.8 million power outages in Florida, where cleanup continues from Hurricane Milton and Scott Deaches as a tree fell through the roof of his St. Petersburg home.
I think both of us have been in this area well over 30 years. It's easily the most powerful storm that we've been through. It was very harrowing.
Hurricane Milton and Hurricane Helene having an effect on the rest of the country, including a national IV fluid shortage. And Mass General Brigham, the largest hospital and healthcare system in Massachusetts, said it will postpone elective surgeries from Sunday through at least Wednesday. Former President Donald Trump campaigning in Colorado said he'd use a 1798 rule to deport more people, while Vice President Kamala Harris in Arizona called for more bipartisan cooperation. And Boeing says it'll cut 10% of its workforce, or about 17,000 jobs. This is ABC News. New information from the Navy about the deaths of two Navy SEALs in January. They had boarded a small boat off the coast of Somalia to search for Iranian-made weapons bound for Houthis in Yemen. One slipped into the water. The other jumped in to save him, says ABC's Martha Raddatz.
The investigation concluding that, encumbered by the weight of each individual's gear, neither their physical capability nor emergency supplemental flotation devices, if activated, were sufficient to keep them at the surface. The conclusion, according to the head of Central Command, the deaths of the SEALs were preventable.
Lawyer for seven news organizations called on the military commission at Guantanamo Bay to unseal the plea deal the government struck with the alleged mastermind of September 11th, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, saying the public has a constitutional right and compelling need to know. The defense secretary revoked that deal in August. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Meteorologist Tony Schumacher calling for a mix of sun and clouds today. Cooler, maybe a few sprinkles in the afternoon, a high of 66. For tonight, partly cloudy and chilly, will drop down to 41. Sunday, partly to mostly cloudy and cooler, rather breezy, light showers possible, 57. Sunday night, a low of 36. Monday, breaks of sunshine but chilly, a high of 54. 53 on Tuesday, 60 on Wednesday, back to 75 by the weekend.
WRCO. Tommy's selling used cars, Nancy's fixing hair, Harvey runs a grocery store, and Margaret doesn't care. Jerry drives a truck for Sears, and Charlotte's on the make, and Paul sells life insurance and part-time real estate.
Helen is a hostess, Frank works at the mill, Janet teaches grade school and probably always will, Bob works for the city and Jackson Lab Research, and Peggy plays organ at the Presbyterian Church.
And the class of 57 has dreams. We all thought we'd change the world with our great works and deeds. Or maybe we just thought the world would change to fit our needs. The class of 57 has dreams.
Betty runs a trailer park, Jan sells Tupperware, Randy's on an insane ward, Mary's on welfare, Charlie took a job before, Joe took Freddie's wife, Charlotte took a millionaire, and Freddie took his life.
John is big in cattle, Ray is deep in debt, where Mavis finally wound up is anybody's bet. Linda married Sonny, Brenda married me, and the class of all of us is just part of history.
And the class of 57 has dreams, but living life day to day is never like it seems. Things get complicated when you get past 18, but the class of 57 has dreams. Oh, the class of 57 has dreams.
WRCO Studios is proudly brought to you by Meyer Oil & LP, your reliable source for fuel delivery since 1956.
To live without love. stars on the 4th of July, wishing we were rockets bursting into the sky, talking about redemption and leaving things behind. As the sun sank west of the Mendocino County line.
Orchestrated paradise, couldn't make you stay.
You dance with the horses through the sands of time.
As the sun sinks west of the Mendocino County line.
I have these pictures and I keep these photographs to remind me of a time. Felt nothing but right, feeling near immortal every Friday night.
Lost in our convictions, left staying with wine. As the sun sank west of the Mendocino County line.
I have these pictures and I keep these photographs to remind me of a time.
These pictures.
For an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Scavenger hunts, going from place to place, hunting, searching, scratching your head in frustration. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance Agency, and we think that purchasing insurance shouldn't be a scavenger hunt. Get all the hints you need and a free quote. You can find us at richardsinsure.com.
The Wisconsin Supper Club tradition has found new life at Kickapoo Creekside. From mouthwatering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and perfectly crafted old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside offers a truly exceptional dining experience. Choose from the menu or indulge in the chef's daily special. Dine inside or enjoy your meal outside in the fresh air. Visit Kickapoo Creekside at 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays starting at 11. Come and taste the tradition.
We can't change the circumstances or magically erase the pain of loss, but we can listen and serve you with compassion and understanding at a time when compassion and understanding go a long way. I'm Darren Klingman of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. Our promise to you is to be patient, considerate, and professional, serving you as you wish to be served. It's been our priority since 1889 at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Cruise to Oakwood Fruit Farm for great tasting Honeycrisp, Macintosh, Cortland, and all the cooking and eating varieties of apples you love. Enjoy great tasting fresh cider, caramel apples, squash, fresh bakery items, fresh cranberries, pumpkins, squash, and everyone's favorite apple cider donuts. Discount Tuesdays, get 10% off apples. 9 to 5, they're open 7 days a week at Oakwood Fruit Farm, south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center is ready to give you more choices, more savings with this year's Value Bonanza. The Value Bonanza sales event gives you more ways to save than ever before. You can take advantage of special financing plus cash back options on select New Holland equipment for a limited time. Save on tractors, save on hay and forage products, save on material handling equipment too. Visit Simpson's Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Richland Center today for complete details. Offers end December 31st, 2024.
Certain satisfaction when you're on the road and you're driving a car from Sleepy Hollow. Oh, Sleepy Hollow, we'll take care of you. Come on over to Sleepy Hollow. Oh, Sleepy Hollow, we'll take care of you. Sleepy Hollow.
Barukwa.
Good morning with a look at sports on WRCO-FM and WRCO.com. I'm Adam Hess. In Friday night high school football, Richland Center traveled to Dodgeville, and Phil Nee was there.
The Richland Center Hornets picked up a 50-21 win over the host Dodgeville Dodgers during Dodgeville homecoming night on Friday night. Dodgeville scored first. Quarterback Nathan Johnson threw a pass of 9 yards to Joey Honorbaum. The Ethan Burke kick was good, and it was 7-0. The Hornets would score on their first possession following a 75-yard kickoff return by Jaden Shep. It got the Hornets in position. Brady Dosh took it in from 11 yards out. The extra point was blocked. It was 7-6 Dodgeville. The Hornets would take the lead on a broken play, a high snap that Jaden Shep went back and fielded and then ran 51 yards for a touchdown. The two-pointer was missed. The Hornets had taken the lead. They would not give up on the way to scoring 43 unanswered points. The final touchdown of the half came on a Jaden Shep to Wes Bosworth 5-yard touchdown pass, and the Hornets were up 18-7. Brady Dosh also intercepted a pass late in the first half. In the second half, Wes Bosworth capped off a long drive by the Hornets in a clock-consuming drive that started at Richland Center's 20. They took the ball all the way inside the 5-yard line, and Wes Bosworth scored on a 3-yard run to make it 24-7. Also, the Hornets tried an onside kick. Brady Dosh recovered that. He would later score on a 30-yard run to put Richland Center up 30-7 with 5:36 left in the third. They would score again to make it 37-7 with 3 minutes and 2 seconds left in the third. Caden Stibbe on a 4-yard run. Grayson Banker kicked the extra point. The Hornets would score two more times. They would go up 43-7 and get the continuous clock running on a 2-yard run by Ben Rutkowski. Dodgeville would score the first of its second half touchdowns when Nathan Johnson threw to Griffin Bush a 31-yard pass play, and it was 43-15. On the ensuing kickoff, Brady Dosh ran it back to the house 85 yards to put RC up 50-15. The final score of the night was the game's final play. Quarterback Nathan Johnson threw a 15-yard strike to Jackson Christensen, and that made the final score 50-15. Dodgeville will finish its season at Platteville coming up on Friday night, while the Richland Center Hornets will return home to take on Broadhead Judah. The Hornets need a win to at least be on the bubble for consideration for the upcoming WIAA football playoffs. For WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee.
Thank you, Phil. It was Platteville over River Valley 35-14, Lancaster a 35-8 win over Broadhead Judah, and the final SWC matchup, Prairie du Chien 39, New Glarus 6. From the Scenic Bluffs, Bangor 57-18 over New Lisbon. It was a win for Cashton over Hillsboro 25-20. Two small games to tell you about. Belleville 19-0 over Fenimore, and Cuba City got by Darlington 14-12. Six Rivers action. Blackhawk Warren, Illinois 70, Riverdale 6. Iowa Grant a 50-13 win over Boscobel, and River Ridge 27, Waseca Seneca 7. Other scores: Onalaska 42-0 over Baraboo, Viroqua blanked Black River Falls 27-0, Luther 47, Westby 20, a 19-13 win for Monroe over Evansville, Portage 42, Lakeside Lutheran 13, Wisconsin Dells a 35-21 win over Mauston. It was Reedsburg 37, Thomas 16, Mineral Point over Benton, Scales Mound Schulzburg 43-16. Eight-player football: North Crawford 48-0 over Kickapoo Lafarge, and Belmont defeated Monticello 47-16.
Cord and Main offers quality, affordable furniture, mattresses, home decor options for all styles. Stop in downtown Richland Center for in-stock items as well as customizable styles today. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, your Trane heating and air conditioning system dealer, providing quality service and superior products. It's hard to stop a Trane. And WP Dental, providing modern dental care, helping create healthy, beautiful smiles Monday through Friday.
I can see her lying back in her satin dress, in a room where you do what you don't confess. Sundown, you better take care, if I find you've been creeping round my back steps. Sundown, you better take care, if I find you've been creeping round my back steps. Looking like a queen in a sailor's dream, and she don't always say what she really means. Sometimes I think it's a shame when I get feeling better when I'm feeling no pain. Sometimes I think it's a shame when I get feeling better when I'm feeling no pain. Picture every move that a man could make. Getting lost in her loving is your first mistake. Sundown, you better take care, if I find you've been creeping round my back stairs. Sometimes I think it's a sin when I feel like I'm winning when I'm losing again. In her faded jeans, she's as a hard-loving woman got me feeling mean. Sometimes I think it's a shame when I get feeling better when I'm feeling no pain. Sundown, you better take care if I find you've been creeping around my back stairs. Sundown, you better take care if I find you've been creeping around my back stairs. Sometimes I think it's a sin when I feel like I'm winning when I'm losing again.
That's a classic for your Saturday morning weekend wake up, Gordon Lightfoot. Good morning, kids. Adam Hess with you. 50 degrees en route to a high today just at 66. At the top of the hour, we'll have a quick farm news update, followed by an ABC news update and complete weekend weather from Mr. Tony Schumacher. Time now to head over to Loretta Ridge with one of Adam's cousins. Y'all know him. Probably better than Adam. It's Jayco from RCOFM.
Look at me now and tell me what you see. Have I changed at all? Do I still mean anything to you? Something that I could plainly see. I had some this whole time standing in front of me. Gotta tear off this blindfold, it's over my eyes. Say, hey baby, I see you this time. Give me all your love, give me all your kisses. I've been spending most my years in tears. How about some warm kisses and cold beers now? A stubborn sense in romance. Whoa, so hands up high. This is the love hold up. Give me all of what you got. Just kidding, it's kind of messed up. Oh yeah. She gave me all she's got. I got what she gave. I don't need no money. I just need my pain. Give me all your love. I've been spending most my years in tears. How about some warm kisses and cold beers now? And do what you please, but I want you back. I need you back here, baby, baby. But I want you back. I need and give me all your love, baby. Give me all your kisses. I've been spending most my years in tears. How about some warm kisses and cold?
That's good old Jayco for your weekend wake up, warm kisses, cold beers. It's 5:33 as we work through your Ithaca homecoming Saturday. We'll have the game on later today as well. The Ithaca Bulldogs hosting the Brookwood Falcons. I'll be on site as well as Philney as we work through your weekend. Here's John Connolly with Years After You.
I don't know if I can explain it, 'cause there's really nothing different at all. The sun still burns, the earth still turns, and the winter still follows the fall. I knew that it wouldn't be easy for my heart to find somebody new, but I never thought it still would be broken in two these years after you. They tell me time is a natural healer. It kind of smooths the pain away. But this hurting within hasn't yet given in, and it's been over 2,000 days. I still remember the taste of your kisses and your eyes that were beautifully blue. And I can still hear the sound of your voice when you said we were through these years after you. I'm still crying. I'm still trying to make it through these years after you. There have been mornings when I couldn't wake up. There've been evenings when I couldn't sleep. My life will be fine for months at a time, then I'll break down and cry for weeks. 'Cause when I told you I'd love you forever, I know you didn't think it was true. But forever is nothing compared to some nights I've been through in these years after you.
You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Come on.
Get ready for an action-packed Saturday today at the Hub City Dirt Rags, happening at the Richland County Fairgrounds. The excitement starts with a truck show and shine from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., followed by high-octane action on the drag tracks at 2 p.m. Watch some of the fastest diesel drag trucks in the country battle it out. Riley Anderson is the event coordinator.
This October event's kind of the last hoorah, especially in our area. We like to go out with a big show.
Admission is $20 today, and kids 12 and under get in free to the grandstand. Don't miss the Hub City Diesel Truck Challenge. Join them today at the Richland County Fairgrounds. It is time for a scenic drive to Oakwood Fruit Farm and savor the season with delicious apples, fresh cranberries, cider, caramel apples, grapes, pumpkins, squash, and more. And don't forget the fresh bakery treats, apple cider, donuts, turnovers, and so much more. Every Tuesday, get 10% off all apple purchases. They are open 9 until 5, 7 days a week. Oakwood Fruit Farm, south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
National Farmers Day is always held in October because that's when many farmers are busy harvesting. In the past, farmers would be able to rest after the hard work of harvesting and work on the fields, but farm work is never done. Take a moment this month to thank a farmer for their year-round hard work. This message is a service of Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin. Chevy, find new roads. Riverdale Ag is an independent, full-service, small-town ag business, ready to supply your feed, grain, seed, and agronomy needs. Julie Karen State Farm Insurance provides auto, home, business, and life insurance, plus financial services. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. And the Richland Locker, established in 1939, is where you'll find quality meat sales, delicious snack items, custom slaughtering, and freezer service.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Everyone has their own taste in music, and you mix your playlist to accommodate that. So why can't insurance be that way? I'm Dylan Lewis from Richards Insurance Agency. We can make sure that your home, auto, business, and life insurance is mixed just right for you. That way your playlist doesn't have any unwanted songs. You can reach us at richardsinsure.com so that we can make sure you get the right tune.
Be sure and join me every Saturday morning from 5 until 10 a.m. on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. Hello, this is Adam Hess. Saturdays, we bring you the best country music, news, weather, sports, some fun, and of course, Prime Movers starting at 8:30. If you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away, join me every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 10 a.m. for Prime Mover, only on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
100% pure love. I wake up with sunshine laying beside me, and bluebirds singing right outside my window. Soft warm kisses say good morning, then I get breakfast in bed. You know you make me so happy. And you in the morning. Pure love, you're the picture of pure love. 99 and 44, 100% pure love. Pure love, milk and honey and Captain
Yeah, you probably remember when that song was used in a soap commercial. I think maybe it was Dove or Irish Spring, one of those. That's Pure Love from Ronnie Millsap, all part of your Saturday morning get-together. 5:45, we're down to 49 degrees. Looking for a high today near 66. Here's Vince Gill for your wake up. You better think twice.
Oh, it ain't none of my business when it comes to the affairs of your heart. It's really hard for me to say this, but your trouble's getting ready to start. Well, I've heard you say how much you love me, and you think someday you'll be his bride. I know.
It
takes a measure of people who don't understand the pleasures of life in a hillbilly band. I got my first guitar when I was 14. Well, I finally made 40, still wearing jeans. Amanda, light of my life, fate should have made a gentleman's wife. Amanda, light of my life, fate should have made a gentleman's wife.
I got rice cooking in the microwave. Got a 3-day beard I don't plan to shave. And it's a goofy thing, but I just gotta say, hey, I'm doing alright. Yeah, I think I'll make me some homemade soup. I'm feeling pretty good, and that's the truth. It's neither drink nor drug induced. No, I'm just doing alright. And it's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes. There's some hard times in the neighborhood, but why can't every day be just this good? Oh, yeah. It's been 15 years since I left home. Said good luck to every seed I'd sown on. Give it my best and then I left it alone. I hope they're doing alright. Now I look in the mirror and what do I see? A long wolf there staring back at me. Long in the tooth but harmless as can be. Lord, I guess he's doing alright. And it's a great shining when I close my eyes. There's some hard times in the neighborhood, but why can't every day be just this good? Sometimes it's lonely, sometimes it's only me and the shadows that fill this room. Sometimes I'm falling, desperately calling, howling at the moon.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Are you experiencing any of the following? Rotator cuff or chronic shoulder pain? Knee pain that won't go away? Maybe even facing a knee replacement? Plantar fasciitis? Foot or ankle pain? Call Benson Chiropractic in Muscadet at 739-9000 to schedule a free consult to see if you are a good candidate to use shockwave therapy. Shockwave therapy is an advanced state-of-the-art therapy that can help you feel better, improve function, and help regenerate tissue. It really could be the miracle you've been looking for. Again, that number is 739-9000.
239-9000 for Benson Chiropractic of Muscadet.
This farm news and market update from Brownfield on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Tim Slack Auction and Realty, LLC, offering professional auction service and real estate, household hay, firewood, produce, and farm machinery. Visit TimSlackAuctionRealty.com for more information on upcoming sales.
Soybean and corn futures were lower Friday. Cattle finished mixed and hogs closed higher. I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield Market Update. You are made for farming. So is Stein. Each year, you look to make the most of every opportunity and to find success on your own terms. Stein Seed Company is right there with you. Stein has yield. Soybeans were down Friday on fund and technical selling. The USDA's 2024 production guess was slightly lower than last month, but up 10% from last year, with no change to U.S. ending stocks for this month. Global old and new crop numbers were nearly steady with September. November beans were down 9.25 at 10.05.5. January was down 10.5 at 10.21. December soybean meal was a dollar lower at 3.15.10. December soybean oil was down 43 points at 43.33. Corn was lower on fund and technical selling. U.S. corn production was up modestly from a month ago, down modestly from a year ago, with ending stocks now just below 2 billion bushels, and by just below, 1.997 billion bushels. There were no changes to new crop South American production or exports. December corn was down 2.75 at 4.15 3/4. March was 3.25 lower at 4.33. And wheat was lower on fund and technical selling. U.S. wheat ending stocks were down slightly, while global stocks were up modestly. USDA did lower the production estimates for the European Union and Russia, while raising the outlook just a little bit for Ukraine. December Chicago was 4.75 lower at 5.99. December Kansas City wheat was down 6.5 at 6.04.5 on Friday. December Minneapolis was down 6.5 at 6.43 3/4. USDA's next round of supply, demand, and production estimates is out November 8th. Over at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, live cattle were mostly lower and feeders were mostly higher, watching corn and waiting to see if there was any direct business left to be done after the light to moderate trade on Thursday. December live was down 70 at 187.57. February live cattle were down 67 cents at 188.20. November feeders were 15 cents lower at 249.80. January was up 5 at 247.25. The other deferred feeder cattle months were also modestly higher. And hogs were up on short covering and that modestly higher midday move in the pork carcass cutout value. December was up 70 at 77.65. February lean hogs to end the week were up 75 cents at 81.15. And now for more, let's head over to Megan Grebner. Megan?
Thanks, John. There was a relatively light week of direct cash cattle trade activity. Live deals in the South were at $186 to mostly $187. That's steady to a dollar higher than the prior week's business. Dress deals in the North were at mostly $296, fully steady with the previous week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. The USDA updated its supply and demand numbers on Friday. Livestock economist Scott Brown says there's one set of numbers that really stuck out to him.
Maybe I'm just too much in the weeds of the numbers, but USDA raised 2024 beef production in the October report to 27.1 billion pounds. That is actually going to be 0.1% above the 2023 beef production level if we in fact see that at the end of the day. I just remind everyone to think back to where we were in January of this year, but we'd have been down 1 billion pounds in terms of beef production in 2024 relative to 23. And that was going to get us higher prices. When in fact, when you see what we're doing, we're actually, and again, only up 0.1%, but that's a big change from where we started. And we have imports up 500 million pounds. What a difference in total supplies relative to what we would have thought earlier. So I think that was a big change. Now, USDA also at the same time has raised their 2025 projection 300 million pounds this month, which would put it at right at 26 billion pounds. Now, I keep trying to say, I think that's the number I want to keep watching, because